Show.
Pump Show.
Pump Show.
The Pump Show.
This is second attempt at show 7. We tried it last time.
7.5.
Didn't work. Yeah, 7.5. Good idea. Welcome to the Pub Show. This is DC. We got the dude again. This is the first time in like the last two shows that you're here at the beginning of the show and not the tail end.
Well, that's way to go on that one. It's because you guys finally realized you got to work around my schedule.
Right. Should have known.
Right on.
We got Metal Mike back in the mix again. Ooh. I thought we were gonna have to go remote with you, buddy.
Yeah, well, next week.
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean,
next week from jolly old England town.
Unless you guys are gonna fly me back.
Right. This is your send off week in the Pub Show.
Oh yeah.
We can hook up with you over the seas. Might be all right. If anybody has any requests, send them in. Mikey will visit any number of brothels, beer swilling establishments, or underground club facilities that you would suggest he go to and bring back a souvenir, hopefully some sort of STD.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
No, I think it'll be a good time.
Awesome. That's the gift that keeps on giving.
Actually, just bought my tickets to Ireland. So
Nice.
So that'll be exciting.
So you got to go from where?
We'll leave in London on the 17th of July.
So any stalkers out there, make sure you write this down to keep the itinerary in check.
There's going
to
be a new ripper in town.
Great. This is going to be cool because we'll be all over the internet, and they're going to be like, well, they were talking about going, blah, blah, blah. And then I'll be in Dublin for 4 days, which will be pretty sweet.
Dublin.
Nice.
Jameson like and Guinness.
Say hello to you two for us.
Yeah. Right. James Gate, a.k.a. Billy D. Williams, couldn't make it today. I didn't even ask him, to be honest with you. Sorry.
Yeah.
Last time we kind of realized that we had a cacophony of sausage in the mini
too
studio
many,
we got going.
Too sausage. Many chefs in the kitchen.
So we're going to try and break it up a little bit and do maybe some segments that have all of the characters that you know and love, some of which you've never even met yet, but I guarantee you'll love them. I think we're going to give our boy Cook a call later. He is apparently the sausage master.
He's our new meat correspondent.
The meat correspondent.
Southwest meat correspondent.
So, good times there. Looks like
I'm listening.
Metal Mike is going to be text messaging all day while the dude and I
apparently just
beverage.
Turned into text me radio.
I'm just I'm just
have you seen that shit?
Text
me TV.
Yeah.
It's freaking retarded.
I watched it a couple years ago when it was on, and I'm like, I mean, I got it. I understood what it was about, but it was totally like behind the curve for me. I was beyond the whole college kind of.
Yeah,
night,
I mean, even if
to do,
even if I
4
was
o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
those people are stupid. Just like, yeah.
What are you gonna do though?
The thing is, like, you'd think at least they could get some decent eye candy on there. Those chicks aren't even hot.
Well, yeah, it's all like the tequila chick or whatever. It's just kind of like fake
STDs,
randomness.
Man.
It's not tequila.
Yeah,
is at least above average.
Yeah,
these chicks are below average.
Well, wasn't it done locally though? I don't even.
Yeah, it's done locally. It's done locally. And
so bad that it's on at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
I mean,
like 1 and 5. I think
I'm just making my insomnia very public now that I've seen this show.
Well, it's understandable being up late and like having to watch. I'd rather watch someone of those than like an infomercial. But shows that are actually good are on at like 2 o'clock in the morning,
right.
Like MythBusters or Scientific American Frontiers.
Yep.
That stuff.
How
was
it made?
Right. Not everybody loves it. I understand that. But come on, that's like a mainstream show, and it's on at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess maybe it's for the
the people
those
who...
scientists that are working till midnight, 1:30. They get home at 2, crack open a brew, eat some oodles and noodles.
Tequila,
and watch.
Tequila. There,
right.
I said it. It's bugging me.
Yeah, you got it now. Spit it out. It's good.
But yeah.
So anything new with you guys? I mean, what's going on? It's been like 3 or 4 weeks since we had the last show.
Yeah.
Cook commented on the page. It's
I checked it, and Cook was like, no one's been on here.
Yeah. Last comment was in May or something. Yeah.
Desert tumbleweeds rolling across.
Yeah, it's been pretty barren. The hits have dropped, obviously. We have no new content.
Yeah,
I was going to put a picture up today, and I thought I'd wait.
We can start taking pictures of my...
Oh, yeah. I'll do that.
Yeah.
It'll make
that woohoo.
It'll peak because of interest, and the people will be like, oh.
Yeah.
And it'll go down.
I thought you were going to say of jolly old London Town, and that would be good. But no.
I do want some pictures. You got to have pictures of you in front of some
You got to go fuck with the Royal Guards.
Right.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be plenty. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
No, maybe not. Maybe you shouldn't fuck with them. Don't be that asshole redneck tourist, but you can take pictures of the asshole redneck tourists that are doing that.
Yeah. Speaking of asshole rednecks, I got a little something for you guys to listen to.
Excellent.
I came across a news article about some girls, and I don't know that I can really call them rednecks, but it was girls that stole money from a younger girl who was selling Girl Scout cookies. So I'll let you listen to some of this, and we'll see what you guys
all
think.
All right.
I think it's going to be interesting.
When two teenagers confessed to CBS 12 News they stole a 9-year-old girl's Girl Scout cookie money near Lake Worth, their matter-of-fact attitude stunned many of our viewers. And it made a lot of people wonder, why aren't those girls behind bars? Some answers and some more of that jaw-dropping interview now from CBS 12's Suzanne Boyd. Suzanne?
Well, Liz, if you were shocked by our story last night, wait until you hear more of what these girls had to say to our cameras. And we tried to answer the question about why they're still free.
All right, now why are they still free, to be honest with you? Because if anybody has stolen something, for the most part, you know, there might be a slap on the wrist, but you have to pay a fine or whatever. I mean, it's a misdemeanor unless it's over like $500, depending on the locality, different things like that. So these girls are pretty much like, stole some money. They'll explain it, but I just want to be able to interject. This is kind of like your...
How old are they?
I think they talk about it. Here we go.
17.
We needed some money. We saw a girl selling Girl Scout cookies. We saw an envelope with money in it, and I grabbed it, and she drove away.
We aren't showing their faces, but these two teens had no problem bragging about their crime to our cameras.
Money's money. I mean, I feel bad. It was a 9-year-old girl, but there was $150 in that envelope, and I want...
All right, these chicks stole $150 from a 9-year-old girl.
From a Girl Scout.
And so
And
they drove away, so they're at least 16.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and this is a video that I pulled this from, and when you look at them, they look like they're at least like late high school age, maybe early college, but... And this is the best part, and maybe I'll tell you this afterward. You got to listen to the rest.
That money, and it was mine.
But after admitting to stealing Gracie Smith's cookie money in front of this West Hypoluxo Winn-Dixie, the two Park Vista students are flaunting their freedom.
Planning on buying like a necklace and all this stuff and a new phone, but now I guess not.
Now the only thing these teens are buying is time. The crime is a misdemeanor, petty theft, and a deputy did not witness it. So authorities have to wait for the state attorney to file charges.
Why did you do it? I mean, who doesn't like money? I know it's a crime, but it was an easy crime.
It looks like they already have a confession on tape, but Gracie should not expect an apology.
I'm actually pissed because I should have kept that money if they charged me with all the charges I just got.
Do you have any remorse about stealing from a 9-year-old girl?
Right now, no, because I'm kind of pissed because I have charges and we did give the money back anyway, so now I'm pretty pissed. Like,
of course you're going to be charged, you...
But one thing I blame is society. So they're pissed.
And the parents.
I mean, understandably, they're pissed, but they're not pissed because they got caught. They're not pissed because, you know, they don't feel any remorse toward this girl. They're pissed because they got charged and they had to give the money back.
Right.
As if they could have just... It was like a one or the other. Like, all right, we'll give the money back and you don't charge us, or you charge us and we get to keep the money as, like, a consolation prize.
Yeah. I guess it goes back to what we always come back to. Horrible parenting.
And that's got to be what it is, because these girls are just the brattiest of bratty. When you watch them, I don't know if it's hers or not, but one of the girls, as they're interviewing her, is standing by like a Cadillac Escalade, and she's drinking like a Starbucks coffee or whatever, has like the Valley Girl, like... And to me, they're trying to be upper class, but if they're stealing $150
right,
from a 9-year-old, they're rednecks, man.
Yep.
They're just bumpkins. They have no education. They have no family, you know... values,
you know,
there's just nothing for them to relate to, so they're going to steal from a 9-year-old girl and not care about
it. If they were all upper-class spoiled bitches, they wouldn't need, like you said, they wouldn't need to steal $150.
Right. They might mess with a 9-year-old girl, steal their Girl Scout cookies, but not...
Yeah, they'd get all mean
bucks.
And do all
I'm gonna
know,
be honest
crazy
with you guys,
hazing shit.
I would steal the cookies
yeah.
and leave the money.
True.
Because that's only like two boxes of cookies anyhow, $150.
They're overpriced anyways. I mean, you're kind of sticking it to the man when you steal the cookies. When the you steal is, the money.
The Thin Mints, where else can you get those? All those other cookies you can get under different names in the cookie aisle. But Thin Mints?
Really? I'm not a big fan of the mints, so I don't know. Tagalongs, though, dude.
Those are the peanut butter ones, right?
Yeah, you can get all those. But they're not the same, you know? Yeah.
Samoans, give a fuck about, hate coconut.
that's what I'm telling you, though. I would steal the cookies.
Now, sharks are one thing, but you can't be messing with Samoans, dude. I mean, those dudes are big. They'll sit on you or something.
Talking about the cookies.
Oh, the cookies got you, dude.
I thought you were talking about The Rock.
No. I ain't gonna fuck with Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, hell no, you won't.
No, seriously, he's in, like, some isn't he following in Vin Diesel's footsteps and appearing in like kids movies?
Yeah, well, he's in the new Get Smart movie and he's changing his name to Dwayne Johnson. But I'm sorry, you do not come back from The Rock.
Yeah, how do you do that?
Once you call yourself The Rock and you say, "Can you smell what I'm cooking?" There's no going back. You can't switch that in midstream.
unless you're Prince. I mean, like, how do you go from Prince to the artist formerly known as Prince, the symbol, and then back to Prince? And now I think he's back to the symbol. He might just be known as Gandhi now. I don't know.
Prince is an entity unto himself.
The awesome
The laws of man do not apply to Prince.
Right. Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, did you see that Super Bowl show?
Oh, no. We're going to talk about Prince. We're going to talk about how he bitched about people recorded him covering Radiohead's Creep.
And
they put it on YouTube. He was like, "You have to take it down. It's copyright infringement because I performed it." And Radiohead's like, "No, it's our song.
Yeah,
put it back up there."
Wow, so
nice.
Radiohead awesome. Basically gave Prince the finger.
Good. I fuck you, good Prince. Idea. No matter how good your pancakes are.
I had no idea that. I mean, what?
I don't know if they actually put it back up on YouTube, but like Radiohead got all pissed because Prince was being
that's funny.
It's just odd to me. Like, I would never think of Prince doing a Radiohead cover. They're not. I mean, it's like Throwdown doing Baby Got Back because...
But that's awesome.
I don't know.
It is awesome, but it's like...
I consider both acts a bit fruity, so I can see them covering each other's shit.
Fruity is fruity, so they can do it. That's
good. Exactly.
All right. Good argument. I appreciate that.
Yeah, they're both all in the loom, those fruits.
He's in the Michael Jackson bag of fruit.
That's a whole... not quite that... There's no, he's his own subspecies of fruit.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, paying attention to you guys. I'm going to do a complete 180.
Do it.
I don't know if we talked about this last time. Red Wings.
Yes. Stanley Cup champions. Yes, that's right. Totally. That's right. They were in the chase last time.
Which
drink
means,
one. Drink one.
Which means I got to shave. So that's all that matters.
Oh, yeah.
We won and I shaved. So I'm happy.
And he looked like he was like 13 years younger.
But it's like, dude, you went a little.
Yes, go Wings. Congratulations. Thank you for bringing home the cup.
Sorry.
No, that's awesome. I wish I could have made it. I wish I did not have to
segment anyway.
And then Hasek retired, and now they have $20 million to play with.
Yes.
Wow. Get some new talent in there.
Yeah.
Hell's yes.
From Sweden. That's what we do.
Well, that's what they've been doing. They're the model franchise in the NHL. They draft low, draft the European talent, develop it. Lower salaries, higher talent.
Well, we had to do something. I mean, all that we're getting from Canada anymore is garbage. So,
well, we were able to.
I don't mean garbage like players. Right. I mean, they're really exporting garbage into Michigan. So,
yeah,
if they're going to do that and we're not going to get any good hockey players, we
and Granholm's not going to do anything about it because why? She's Canadian.
Nice.
What? Whatever. I'm just going to let that one go.
So, we
well, she is. You can't deny it.
Yeah. We mentioned at the beginning of the show about how maybe three weeks ago, we tried to do a little bit of a show, had some technical difficulties, ended up not putting the show on. We got distracted by unforeseeable debauchery.
We're sorry. No, we're not.
Yeah, tons of stuff. So I'm going to try and plug in a couple clips from what actually made it last week or 2 weeks ago. None of it's going to be good, I promise, but it'll be funny.
Ago.
So. We might revisit some of this. I don't know. But until then, enjoy some of these messages.
Make sure you get me New Kids in the Block tickets.
The Pub Show.
It's that time again. Last call in. You still haven't sealed the deal with that little hottie you've been chatting up at the bar all night. You've been buying your drinks and spinning mad game, but nothing seems to be working. Perhaps your game's broke, or it's just her cock-blocking friend. Whatever the deal, you definitely need some help, friend. So here's what you do.
Two shots of Hurry Up Raspberry-flavored vodka, please.
Hurry Up Raspberry-flavored vodka is 200 proof, so it'll get her good and smashed real quick. And our distilling process makes it taste like a 10-proof beverage, so it goes down smooth, just the way the ladies like it. And to guarantee you'll seal the deal, Hurry Up Raspberry Flavored Vodka is laced with an untraceable amount of rupees. So you've got no excuses. Go out there and get them, Tiger.
Wow.
Thanks, Hurry Up Raspberry Flavored Vodka. I took Eleanor and her cock-blocking friend home.
Not responsible for direct, indirect, incidental, or consequential damages resulting from any defect, error, or failure to perform. As she said. Void or prohibited. Some assembly required. As she said. Batteries not included. As she said. Contents may settle during shipment. As she said. Use only as directed. No other warranty expressed or implied. Do not use while operating a motor vehicle or heavy equipment. Postage will be paid by the addressee.
That's what she said.
Subject to approval. This is not an offer to sell securities. Apply only to affected areas.
That's what she said.
Maybe too intense for some viewers. For recreational use only. If conditions persist, consult your physician. No user serviceable parts inside. Fresh as achieved before the state on carton.
That's what she said.
Subject to change without notice. Times appropriate. Simulated picture. No postage necessary if mailed in the United States. Breaking seal constitutes acceptance of agreement.
That's what she said.
For off-road use only.
That's what she said.
One size fits all.
That's what she said.
Contents contains a substantial amount of non-tobacco ingredients.
That's definitely what she said.
Colors may in time fade. Slippery when wet. That's what she said. For office use only. That's what she said. Not affiliated with the American Red Cross. Keep cool. Process promptly.
That's what she said.
At participating locations only. Substantial penalty for early withdrawal.
That's what she said.
Avoid contact with skin.
That's what she said.
Sanitize for your protection.
That's what she said.
Keep away from fire or flame.
That's what she said.
Reproduction strictly prohibited.
That's what she said.
This product is illegal in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and Guatemala.
Hey, Beavis. Remember that time we partied with
Pubshell guys?
Yeah. I took a dump on their bus. No, dumbass. That was anthrax. I'm talking about...
The Pubshell guy.
Yeah. That was fly. We were yelling.
Yeah.
Listen to the Pub Show with DC and the Dude, because you know you're not doing anything better.
The shit sounds hot. Let's party with her. Took a dump on her bus.
You're a man, and you're hungry. Not just hungry, got dinner hungry. We're talking jumping the fence at the border and chasing after an illegal detainee to take a bite out of his live flesh hungry. How are you gonna feed that hunger? We give you the Pig Paradise Burger from Bloody's. What's the Pig Paradise? We start with the deep fried whole pig. Slap it into a normal sized bun and let 1600 ounces drizzle out onto a plate. My sweet oink meat mercy. The Pig Paradise, only at Bloody's.
Bloody's.
Napkins are for losers.
I don't know if you guys can hear me, but I'm drinking a giant Jack and Coke. This glass is huge. I better not hear any That's What She Said jokes either. That's bullshit. Go back to 1994, dude. Suckers! That was our good friend Cook last week. Was you attempting to hook up over the Skype or the skank of the internet?
It was just problematic because he could hear us and we couldn't hear him.
No, other way around.
Wait a minute. We could hear him, but he couldn't hear us. It was recording him. It wasn't recording us. So he was just hanging out like a
good
trooper.
Improving on his part.
Oh my God.
He could teach a class.
Well, the worst part is that we lost the section where he went into a basically his own solo.
Rock band,
on
drum
rock
solo.
Band.
He's like, rock band, drum solo. 1, 2, 3, 4. It was great.
Oh, so we'll hook up with him a little bit later. And
he is our meat correspondent of the Southwest.
Yep, we're going to try and give him a call.
The sausage
here in a little
inspector. Awesome.
I got to let you guys know. I'm gonna plug a couple people. Last week we went to the Michigan Brewing Company.
Beer.
Great place. They have really good beers.
Good food.
Good food too. Good service. They'll give you a tour of the facility. You can see how beer is brewed. I mean, you're ingesting it. You might as well know where it's coming from.
That's right.
And they hooked us up with some free samples and stuff. Those guys are awesome over there.
Not you.
But hey, if you go there and spend your money, it's definitely supporting a good cause. So
they got a beer run coming up, don't they?
The 5K. They got it plastered all over the place.
I'm gonna run it.
Oh, really? Sweet, dude. Now that's what we need to do. Maybe I'll pace along with you, in a car or something.
Do that, yeah. Because I know you're not keeping
it. Stop you every mile and be like, dude. All right, I got you a shooter of Miller Lite or something to
no,
do.
No, it'd be Busch Light because it's be like Gatorade.
Exactly.
That's right. No, Natty Light.
Yeah, you got to get those electrolytes.
I noticed the gas station down here where I got this Tall Boy of High Life that I'm enjoying had six packs of cans of Natty Light for $3.49.
Wow.
I was like, whoa, man.
It's cheaper than gas, dude.
Holy fuck.
Seriously.
Shoo.
That's nuts.
That's what we got to be, converting our energy to.
Seriously. Running on beer.
Yeah.
You might as well.
Seriously. No. Why not?
Yeah, it's a waste, right?
Got to drink it.
Because you can't drink gasoline.
One for
I guess you
one
can
for
try.
Me, you know?
Well, yeah, maybe. I suppose, but still.
I am drinking a Three Philosophers. It's a Belgian style blend of ale and like a lambic ale. It's
interesting. It's cool because you don't usually think of beers being blended. You only think of whiskey being blended, scotch,
right.
You know?
Well, and it's, there's a bunch of, if you get real deep into the beer brewing and stuff, you can blend the hops and the different ingredients to get different flavors. But it's tasty. It's not for everybody, guaranteed, but a lot of the weird beers aren't really for everybody. That's why you got to taste them, try them out.
That's right.
Have an open mind like we do here at the pub. That's why we're here.
Beers.
Open people's
all
minds.
All about the beverages.
Expand their minds, so...
And
sleepy. You know,
and their legs.
I know Metal Mike is not up to par this week. Usually
wow.
He's all rawr,
rawr, he's got jet lag, and he hasn't even been there yet.
He's got pre-jet lag. You
pre-jet
know,
lag. What the hell?
Interesting thing I read today. This might help anybody
it's not
out.
Pre-ejaculation. Pre-jet lag.
No.
Sorry,
he doesn't have that problem. That's what she said. Oh, ooh,
okay, what made you think about it though? What triggered that? Huh?
Well, I was looking at you and your love of men cock. So,
oh, that's horrible.
Don't know what you're fucking
talking
about.
We'll keep that out of the pub show. I saw an article today that kind of interested me. If you travel a lot and you're prone to jet lag, an easy way to reset your body, your body usually works by the sunlight. When it's light out, you wake up. When it's dark out, you go to sleep. Another easy way to reset your body is to stop eating for 16 to 18 hours before the next time you would be eating at that place. So if you're flying to Japan, somewhere overseas, whatever, you find out when breakfast time would be, you subtract 16 hours, and stop eating at that point. You fast until then. And then
whoa.
16 hours later, yeah, you would be. I mean, it'd be a crappy flight, but it's better than having to adjust for a week to the jet lag. So maybe when you get over there, you
it's
might
an 8-hour flight, though.
As soon as you go
over
there, make sure you get some bangers and mash.
I am getting a lot of bangers and mash.
Yes, it is.
The good thing is it's an 8-hour flight overnight, so it'll actually balance out where...
That's it. Only 8 hours.
Yeah.
Well, wow. But you can't. But that's. It's not going to balance out anything because you can't sleep. What time is it going to be? You leave.
I'll leave at 6, and I'll get there at 9 in the morning.
Wow. Really?
That's not bad.
How's that work? Is it like
you can get there, have breakfast, go to sleep, and
well,
it'd be fine.
I got some little pills that make me sleepy.
Oh,
sleep.
That's
and, you know, when I after my layover in Philly, I'll just pop those in and sleep. Then it's like a 7-hour flight from.
So
Philly.
So it's only an 8-hour flight, and you're just. I mean, you'll get...
The, yeah, it's like
it takes...
it's the 13-hour difference because it's plus 5 hours.
Right. Well, that's not bad. I mean, maybe it won't be that big of a deal.
No,
it's going to be worse if you go the other way.
Yeah. If you get there at 9 a.m., you can, wolf down some good hearty English breakfast.
Right.
And skanks.
And skanks.
Well, isn't that like what they call like hash browns or whatever?
That's what they call complimentary.
Right.
Woo! I go to Amsterdam, guys. Sorry.
Oh, which I hear they're cutting out the sex business in Amsterdam.
Pretty much everywhere, man.
Yeah.
How can you do it anymore? It's not even fun.
What?
Pardon
sorry.
Me?
Sorry. Just had to put that out there. The pub show does not advocate prostitution in any way.
Speak for yourself. as long as they're papered and clean.
Right?
Registered. I'm all about it.
Registered?
They're like togs now? That's so awesome.
Make sure their shots are up to date.
Well, yeah. That's how they kept it in Amsterdam so long.
Sorry,
good.
Too.
And actually, I don't know. I've heard... We got to confirm this, but I guess in the county over from Las Vegas, they have brothels.
Ooh,
yeah.
I mean, don't they have that in Las Vegas anyway? I mean, prostitution.
No,
is
with
only
I mean
illegal.
Prostitution's in there. Prostitution isn't. It's kind of like
it's not a brothel.
It's kind of They've kind of got like the wink, wink, thing
right.
going on. It's
escorts.
Escorts. Yeah, they
so
don't.
It's like we won't bust you. For doing it unless we see you doing it or something.
Yeah, and we're not going to look really hard as long
right.
as you keep our
so a county over
palms,
has like
brothels.
Open
literal,
door like
yeah.
Like, I saw something on TV about this. Like,
yeah, this is where I'm getting it. I mean, I know TV's not going to be lying to me.
Right, right, exactly. I mean,
because, so like the internet. Of course. Infallible.
Right, right, exactly. Well, it's everybody's job to, you know, disseminate the information and see what's accurate, what's not.
Right.
If you read it, my rule of thumb is if you read it in three different sources, then it must be true.
Yep.
Wikipedia, The Onion, and, you know.
Fox News.
Fox
News. And then it must be true.
We report, you decide.
Yeah.
Sorry. Don't get me started.
If it's not entertaining, it's not news.
Well, I don't want to take up a whole lot of time with us just BSing because we got more old stuff to throw in here. Some of it is pretty good. There was an issue last week where the dude, we didn't know his schedule changed. He got out of work a little bit late, couldn't make it. I thought he was going to be here. Everybody was ready to show up at 4. He couldn't get there till after 6. So he called us on the way, and I kind of cut him off.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give him a chance to retort
after this
in just a moment. So stay tuned. Visit the website. Give us money.
Fuck the shit. Fuck the fucking shit. Fuck shit. The fuck shit. The shit and fuck shit. Fuck the shit. Fuck the fucking shit. Fuck shit. The fuck shit. The shit and fuck shit. Shit fuck. Fuck shit.
I think I'm gonna get drunk while I listen to you.
Tip back.
Keep that on the down low.
Long past the point of caring on this.
Send the dude.
Yeah, you need to come check this out, man. Pretty badass.
The Pub Show.
Handle that business. So, look who's calling. Look who's calling. It's the dude.
Dude. I'm not going to be able to make it. Put him on speaker.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up? Heading south on Sears, so I'll be here for like around 20, 25 minutes.
We're over at the brew pub, man. You're actually on the air right now.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Nice.
We're doing a little remote action.
Nice.
So,
you're going to be there for a while, then?
Yeah, we'll be here, man. Just meet us over here. We just got our first round, and we ordered some food. You want us to order you anything? Like a penis?
I don't know. We're going to get there while my food gets cold.
Okay, cool,
like
man.
A cheeseburger to be when I get there.
All right, cool, man.
All right, balls in
your
mouth.
Order me a tall hooker.
Will do, buddy.
There you go.
All right, see you, Chief.
If D the c- Meister C had not have hung up on me, I would have had a chance to retort to all that f***ing bull. In your mouth? What the f*** is that? Is that really what you want? Is that what's on your brain? Balls in mouth? Where does that come from? You're sitting around a bunch of dudes, I guess. I guess that's what you like. I guess that's your brain reverts to. That's the first thing that comes to your mind. I guess if your mind's in the gutter all the time, what the f***? And second of all, Chief, we discussed this. You know that was totally on purpose. What the f***? Am I your chief? Am I in your tribe now? You gotta be kidding me. Whatever. Boss, guy, bra, dude bra, fuck you, D-bag. Balls in your mouth? Whose mouth? What? Why would you even bring it up unless you're a total fagwad? What the fuck? That's inappropriate dinner conversation. Not appropriate. Chief? Chief? Are you serious? What? Am I part of your tribe now? Do you really want to give me that status over you? Is that what it's about? No. Do I come down and call you boss? No. Do I call you buddy? Guy? No. It's, you know, brother at the very most. I mean, that's pushing it. That's pushing it, Hulk. What the fuck? Why you gotta push yourself to that gay line? Don't you. You're better than that.
All right, dude. I owe you an apology.
Goddamn
you
right.
Got to realize that when we're in the pub show, that's like all rules of engagement go by the wayside. There are no hard feelings. You know, I said it to get your goat, as it were, because your ass was late.
Yeah, no, it was not late. I told you midday, actually before the noon hour struck, that I was not going to be there, that I had to work till 6.
And at that point, I couldn't have redone everybody else's schedule. So again, I apologize. That's all I'm going to say.
Whatever. Whatever.
That's all I'm going to say.
Whatever. Water in the bridge, you brought it up. I'm just saying.
Sorry that we had to bleep everything out, but the FCC was going to be getting down on us for that.
Fuck the FCC. Yeah, got one in.
We're going to see if we can get a hold of our boy Cook.
Yeah, might as well, since Metal Mike pooned out.
Shit's weak.
He's down in the southwest part of the state.
Inspecting fine meats and sausages.
Right.
It's going to be our meat inspector from the southwest side.
He said he was going to be busy, tied up for a second, so we're going to see if we can get him on here. He's
playing some softball. You know, I played some softball a couple weeks ago. It was in the finer East Lansing Park district. They've got a kick-ass water park out there, I must say, but their beverage policy sucks ass.
I heard about this. We'll have to talk about it in a second because we're ringing the dog right now.
Yeah, well, until
maybe we can bring it up with him, see what he thinks.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him. I'm going to ask him, like, hey, what's your freaking beverage policy?
Hello.
Hey, Johnny, it's DC and the Dude on the pub show. You're live, bro.
Yo, yo, dude.
Oh, what's up, guys?
Not much. Sorry if I know there's going to be a little bit of an echo, so if you can bear with us.
Oh, that's fine.
We're recording.
I like
and
hearing myself talk anyway.
Yeah. Did you we heard you had a softball game. How'd that go?
Oh, I went 5 for 5. Got a few singles, couple doubles.
Nice.
Now I've got a question. What's the beverage policy down there on the southwest side?
Unfortunately, we're on the YMCA softball league, so there's no alcohol on the field.
Oh, God. See, I went through the same deal up here. I was an alternate for my buddy's team in East Lansing. Yeah. I'd never heard of that before, but apparently it's unfortunately becoming more and more common, I guess.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Well, we are sponsored by a bar, so that's the second best thing.
How the fuck does that work?
So you're sponsored by a bar, but you can't drink at the game?
That's right.
What a pain.
So
Jesus.
You have to get all hot and sweaty during the game and then go out and back on the river.
Yeah. Well, all that stuff aside, we've been talking up the fact that that apparently down in the southwest side, you guys know your meat. We talked up the corn dogs recently, and we heard you had something to add to that.
Well, you know, I can understand someone's passion for corn dogs, and we have Vienna beef vendors around here. So they make the Chicago dogs, but in the wintertime, and, you know, they're outdoor
The street vendors or whatever, right?
Yeah.
The street vendors, right. So in the wintertime, I go on vienabeef.com and order myself a pack of 16 dogs with 16 buns and all the fancy condiments.
Yeah.
Make my own Chicago dogs in the wintertime.
Man, that sounds good idea if anybody ever had one.
So they have actually buns and packs of dogs that line up. They're not like
the dogs that want.
You don't have like the 10 packs of dogs and the 8 packs of buns. You said you're getting 16 and 16.
Oh, yeah.
You're 16, blowing my mind 16. Here.
Wow. do you have time to talk? I don't want to keep you out if you're trying to celebrate with the team.
No, I want to know what the dude did. What'd you say, dude?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we were able to salvage some of the stuff from last week, where we had talked to you. It's just kind of random, but I think you're going to dig it, man. It should be up on the online tomorrow, so.
All right. Yeah, you know what? It was easier on the Skype than it is on this, because all I can do is hear myself talk back, and then I got to wait until it stops and then hear you.
Yeah. Well, we can definitely do the Skype. It sounds about the same quality-wise, so that's fine with me.
Yeah. All right.
Well, sweet, dude. We're just wrapping it up, but we wanted to make sure we can get you into this one anyways. Next time we do it, we'll hit you up on the Skype.
Nice.
The skank of the internet.
Right. All right, well, cool, man. Good luck on the game.
What have you guys been talking about? What's up?
What have we talked about, really? The first
We congratulated the Red Wings. We did that. And then there was your little Girl Scout getting robbed.
Oh, yeah.
Little Grace Kelly.
We should give you an opportunity to respond to this. There was a couple of girls that stole Girl Scout cookie money as she was selling Girl Scouts, like $150 worth of money. And they got interviewed by the local news, and the girls were not remorseful that they stole the money. They were just pissed because they had to give the money back, and they got charged with a misdemeanor.
Yeah, they thought it should be like a sort of deal.
Yeah, well, they've got their priorities all fucked up. They need to concentrate on stealing the Thin Mints.
Thank you.
Yeah. The dude was talking about Thin Mints the whole show.
You know, that'll buy you, what, 2 boxes?
Yeah.
Dude, the Thin Mints.
It's like Tupperware.
Black market, you're set.
It's like Tupperware over here. They got a corner on the market.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, with Thin Mints, there really is no other cookie with that, you know, combination. You can get peanut butter and chocolate. You can get your coconut things going on. But nobody markets the Thin Mints. There's no...
Those are probably the best ones, in my opinion.
Fuck yeah they are. Fuck yeah.
I'm not a big fan, but I, you know, you're all entitled
to
your
opinion.
Well, you
better get on board, buddy. Because you're in the minority.
You know, you do a mixture of them, and you can't go wrong, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got to make sure you get the multiples. So what else? You got anything in the news down there that's worthy of discussing at the pub? Anybody?
Tim Rutherford's dead.
Oh, yeah. Big loss. I cried for days.
Nobody's going to know who that is. So.
I think I'm going to have to drink a lot to get over the loss of Tim Russert. I'm just going to bury my feelings deep.
I feel bad. I mean, because the guy, I got no problems with the guy. He seemed like he was a decent human being. I mean, he's not like a Bill O'Reilly or, I mean, even if.
I wish it was Bill
even
O'Reilly.
If you're for what those guys are about.
You know,
like,
Tim Russert was a good newscaster, smart guy.
Yeah.
Great opinion, so.
He was a great American.
Well, last time.
Speaking of great Americans, and actually he's a British prime minister, former. I met Tony Blair a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
You told us about that.
No way. That's cool.
Yeah. We have it's called the Economic Club of Southwestern Michigan. And so they have, like, Colin Powell came, George Bush Sr. back in the day, Bill Clinton. So recently it was Tony Blair. Cool guy.
Is he all classy and British? Just.
Oh, he was laid back, man. He was really cool. Would bullshit with him about his band he was in when he was like 15 years old and shit.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, nice guy.
Good shit.
We met, I think the three of us met John McCain back when he was running in 2000, didn't we?
No.
I know I did.
Not me.
He came to the Capital City. I shook his hand. He's got short arms because they broke him in Nam.
Nice.
I mean, I feel bad for the dude. I'm not trying to rip on him, but it's a little weird shaking his hand because he can't really stick it out to you. It's like one of those guys that gives you like the limp wrist handshake, but it's like different because it's like super stiff, but he can't reach you.
Oh, I can't vote for him now.
It's like
if he can't shake my hand, I can't vote for him.
He can shake
not
your
in good
hand.
Conscience.
He can shake your hand. He's just got small arms.
No, but he can't give you a good firm American grip.
No, he doesn't.
How is he going to represent our country?
Oh, he can do it. Who knows, man? Nobody's going to vote for him anyways.
I can't push the button. I don't trust him.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
Good point.
But,
he's done.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, sorry it's kind of echoey, dude. I know we're fighting technical problems on the pub show. As soon as we get some money rolling in, you know, we'll reinvest in some new
equipment.
Yeah, buy
those beer pong tables, you fucks.
Yeah. But if you want to hook up with anything, man, you know, give us a shout. I appreciate you keeping the shout box alive. You're the only person that's posted in the last 2 months.
Yeah, that was great. Nobody's here. It's like
right,
a desert town.
My comment was that I was the only one that posted in 2 months.
Yeah,
exactly. You're keeping hope alive, buddy. You're like Sally Struthers.
That's right.
You really like me. All right. Well, cool, man. We'll catch up with you next time.
Okay.
All right. Later,
dude.
See you guys.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was John Cook, our Southwestern
sausage inspector.
The sausage inspector, meat correspondent. Oh, man, good times. So, I don't know. I think we've pretty much run through everything. It's summer when you're, you know.
Yeah, but you know what summer's about?
Huh. Drinking beer.
Drinking beer.
you were totally in a...
NKOTB.
Oh, I forgot.
NKOTB,
baby.
We never
talked about this.
They're coming back. They're back in action.
They had to make a comeback eventually. I mean, you know, and I can see. It's just like everything else, man. If you've noticed when you know, as you were growing up, you realize, you know, you were branded with tons of stuff, Light Bright and all the, you know, the kids' toys that you totally knew about. And then they reinvent them. When you're having kids, they come back out and you're like, oh man, Transformers is out again. Mm-hmm. Gotta take the kids to see that because our generation loves it.
Yep.
5 years ago, they brought Light Bright back out, and I hadn't seen it. I mean, maybe it was still there all the time, but I hadn't seen it since I was a kid.
Waiting.
You know? Exactly.
Waiting under your bed.
NKOTB is back.
NKOTB.
On the block, as it were.
Yeah, they're back. I don't know if they can really be... They can't really say new kids on the block anymore, though. They got to be like old, out-of-money ass fucks on the block.
Right? It's pretty much
what would that
be?
Old O-M... it's ridiculously long. Just like their current logo. I love it. They actually call themselves NKOTB. I'm not making up that acronym. That's something they put on their own website and shirts.
Well, Maurice Starr is like, you know, an amazing producer. He's always been living in the shadow of Michael Jackson's producer.
Fuck me. What is it? That dude's awesome.
Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, and Maurice Starr
sees colors.
Yeah. Well, he, you know,
hears music. He sees colors.
Really?
Yeah. When he hears music and he's like, oh, no, that mix is missing blue.
Wow.
Which apparently, you know, translates to 50K.
Right. Right, that's
But no, that's the word that he sees colors when he listens to a mix, and it's like, it's missing this, so bump that up.
Well, Maurice Starr apparently has similar stuff because he pumped out such cookie cutter bands as the New Kids on the Block, and it's really the only one.
The NSYNC and the
did he do
guys.
Those guys too?
Probably. I don't know. I don't think that's the same guy. All I know is the guy that did New Kids on the Block and NSYNC. This dude was like an airline CEO.
Oh, really?
And he happened to be at a New Kids on the Block concert back in the day. And he was like, holy shit, this is where the money's at. Look at all these little teeny boppers using their mom and dad's money to buy these tickets, t-shirts, pins, sleeping bags.
Yep.
Freaking all peanut butter, you know, whatever
we
you
discussed
can...
it. I was part of the crew, man. I had the poster and everything. I called the 900 number 5 times in a row.
Shut up.
I'm serious. Were you not here for that one?
I must have blacked that out.
I hope you did. I tried to.
You were on the NKOTB fan?
I called. My friend and I lived down the road, called the 900 number that was on the bottom of the poster 5 times because he was like, let's call it. And I was like, but it says it costs $2 a minute. And we're like, oh, but if we only call for like 10 seconds, it won't cost that much. It'll only be, you know, 10 seconds of a minute. Little did we realize it was like $2 for the first minute and like 99 cents each additional minute. So we called it 5 times, racked up $10 worth of phone bill, and my dad was like,
what the fuck?
Why did you call the New Kids on the Block first? He had some worries about me at that point.
Yes, I was going to say.
Then I
like,
straightened that all out, and then he was like, all right, now you owe me
$10. Good. Good. That $10 fee your dad made you pay kept you straight.
Yeah, it kept me on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yeah, puns intended.
Puns intended.
Because what I remember was all the little girls in my school being all about them.
So, well,
because
I mean, to
they
be honest
like
with
girls.
You, the reason, and thinking back about this, the reason that I think I got into it is because there was a girl that I liked that liked New Kids on the Block. So I was like, well, yeah, I like New Kids on the Block.
Exactly. That's what you pretended to do because, unfortunately, it's at that tender age before you can really think for yourself.
Well.
Which is why those bands survive.
Most guys can't think for themselves either. They're only thinking with the nether regions. And so they're like, hell yeah, I like Limp Bizkit because there's a girl that they like that's a Limp Bizkit fangirl.
Thing is, like when New Kids on the Block were popular, you're so young, you don't even realize you're thinking with your dick.
Yeah.
Your dick's like taking over and you don't even realize it. Now, we like to think, well.
Well, I mean, hopefully we're a little bit more in touch at this point in the relationship that you know
more in
when
touch,
who's in charge.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he said.
Yes!
That's horrible.
Yes.
But yeah, New Kids on the Block. Way to go, guys.
Way to
back
suck
it
up for the next generation.
Well, way to revive mediocre pop music.
Yeah.
People know it.
I saw their video on VH1. I was like, how does this get past anybody?
Yeah.
How does any... Oh, and you people
have a new video out?
Yeah.
I saw like a clip on YouTube of the Today Show bit that they did. And they pretty much just did like a... what's it called when they have like a bunch of songs?
Montage.
A montage, but it's not called that. It's something else in
clip show
audio terms. a conglomeration of all their like hits
right,
or whatever.
Right, right, right.
So they had Don't Go Girl and Hangin' Tough.
Oh, Hangin' Tough. Yep.
You know, all the classics or whatever, all just kind of wrapped into one. But they made them like, it's funny because they made them like 90s style. They were popular in the 80s, early 90s. They like brought them up to like late 90s style. Nothing like what's out
today,
though.
I'm going to send you a picture of the New Kids in the Block back in the heyday.
Let's do it. It's going up on the site.
It's going up on the site. And tell me they don't look like them.
I gave you the login. You put it up on the
site. Okay, fine. And
Tell
me they don't look like a band of raving queers.
Oh, well, I mean, queer or not. I mean, I don't draw lines like that. I accept everybody. They look like they're just old, like 30-something pedophiles.
Well, now, yeah.
But even then, dude,
even
they
then.
Were like the 90210 kids of the music industry. The only one that was young enough to be a new kid on the block was Joey, and that's because he was like 13 years old. The rest of them were like 19, 20.
Yeah.
And they got 13-year-old girls like vowing their virginity to him.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It's great. And the one dude is so quintessentially Jersey, I want to punch him.
Oh, right. Yeah,
oh,
it's,
my
it's like watching
God.
A season of Entourage, even though
yeah.
they can't act.
And then, well, the whole, and Homeboy's face is just so ridiculous, a character artist would have nowhere
yeah.
to go.
Well, and I feel bad for Donnie Wahlberg because I really like Mark Wahlberg, even though he was like
no,
Marky
you mean Marky Mark.
Mark?
No, you don't go back for Marky Mark.
But
once
you do.
Once you're Marky Mark, there's no coming back from that. You spoke to, you said to God, to a country, to a judge that you want your name to be Marky Mark, and that's how I came to know you, and that's how I know you.
But
there's
if you watch
no
his
coming
stuff
back
now,
from that.
Man, he's a good actor. He's a good.
He's
producer.
An okay actor.
He produces Entourage, man. I love Entourage.
He's a mediocre actor.
His brother
Donnie. Sub-mediocre.
Man, he won. Didn't he get an Oscar nomination for his role in
The
Sixth Sense? He was in The Sixth Sense. He played the guy that.
Oh
that
yeah,
killed
Donnie
himself
was
in the bathroom.
In yeah,
he's in his underwear and
he's
stuff.
He's on some, and he's on one of the CSIs, I think. Now.
Of course, but Mark Wahlberg was in like Saw. And,
yeah, he's in the new. He's in the new M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Okay,
The Happening, which I actually kind of want to see.
So you know, you got to give the guy credit. Maybe
I will give him credit
does dumb
as
stuff
Marky
in their
Mark.
Kids.
I'll give him credit as Marky Mark.
You can, so that's it. You just can't see past it.
No,
uh-huh.
I refuse.
Uh-huh.
There's no going back from that.
You're stuck. You're stuck.
Stuck.
You're stuck in the past.
That's right.
It's all
right.
It's right. All right, dude. We'll get by it.
It's horrible.
All right. Well, we're running up on about 45 minutes of the
show,
gonna
call
so
it.
We're gonna have to call it and get back to what we love the best, and that's sipping on some brew.
Fuck yeah, got me the tall boy Labatt. Like the tall boy the Miller Life. Better.
You've been dwindling down. You used to come with a big pack of expensive, all different beers, and now you're like Miller High Life, Labatt Blue. That's
yep.
all I do.
Yeah, no, that's not all I do. I had a pack, what was it, last week? Oh, yeah, I bought a 12-pack of Arcadia Ales, which is brewed in Battle Creek. You can get it at Myers, their sampler pack. Excellent beers.
Well, you got to mix it up, man. I appreciate the fact that you're trying out, you know, what's usually considered the lower quality beers.
It is the lower
even
quality
even though they're
beers.
Tasty, man.
I'm slumming. Hey,
they're good.
Everyone likes to go slumming now
right.
and again.
It's between paydays. I understand
right.
how it is.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm
that's
in the payday trough.
Right. Right. It's
the valley of death.
This is hump day, man. As soon as you get over the hump, you'll be back.
Yep.
You'll be back
exactly.
in the good stuff.
This Friday, I'm going to be buying me some Guinai.
Nice. Again, oh, you're going to have
it's
more
the plural,
than one, buddy.
That's what I mean. Like, no, Guinai is the plural of Guinness.
Oh, is it? I thought that was the singular.
No, Guinai.
Apparently, I don't know my beer reference
well,
nomenclature.
Well, I'm just you know, coining it now.
Go, hey, do it up. You got to brand it.
But, yeah.
Sell it to them.
Branding it right now. This Friday at Mort's, I will be enjoying mini Guinai.
I hope so. I haven't been to Mort's since we tried to do that remote. I haven't. Did we even put that on the on here yet?
It didn't translate to tape. You said
yeah.
it got erased.
Yeah, there was clips. I'll let you listen to it. We'll see if we can throw it in.
That is a bummer because
it was
that
funny.
Chick was fucking out of control.
we'll see if we can throw.
And
some
people
in
have
there.
No idea we're talking. We're having our own private conversation now. It's awesome.
Hey, whatever though.
Thank you guys for listening and enjoying our private conversation.
Well, until next time.
Next time we'll include you.
This is the Pub Show with DC and the Dude rocking it out as usual.
Yo yo.
Do you have anything for the good of the order?
The good of the order. Don't let the man keep you down.
And don't
always be heard here first.
Don't pass up a bad cheap beer just because it's inexpensive. It
That's
might
right.
taste awesome.
That's right.
So
and keep your pants zipped. I find that's works best in the workplace.
I pretty much say this in every show, but if you like what you're hearing and you want to hear more of it, just send us an email. We like the response. Money is good too. I mean, we're doing this
for free right now.
But
fucking freeloaders.
If there's anybody that's out there that wants to sponsor us and make us cater to your corporate will, we'll sell out.
You can sponsor me at the end of the month in the NBC beer run.
That is a good idea. Maybe next show, we're going to do another one remote with Metal Mike when he's overseas. Maybe we'll try and hook up something with that. When is the 5K?
You know what? We'll look that up on the web and put it on the website.
All right.
I know it's at the end of the month.
All right. We'll do it. And maybe we'll do the official brew or the official pub show pace car.
For the dude's
5K run.
I ran 2 miles yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
5K's only 3.
Was this in GTA 4 or?
No, this is real.
Real running.
This
all right.
Real
all
running.
All right. Now, did you have beer to cool you down on the way? Did you take like a Camelback
beer? No, I didn't. I actually did it all pro style. I did stretches and drank a lot of water.
For those of you that don't know, if you have a Camelback, if you don't know what those are, it's like a backpack that has a pouch in it that you can put water in. It's got a hose that you can like hold on to and drink water from it.
It's
people have tried to put beer in there, and I just want to let everybody know I was warned against that because the contents of the beer can deteriorate the interior of the Camelback.
Really?
So if you're going to get something like that, you're going to want to scoop up a beer belly or the the wine rack. The beer belly is a little satchel that you wear around your waist. It has a hose that comes up through your shirt, and you can fill it with beer and drink as you go. It just looks like you have a beer belly. There is a bra for ladies that will hold up to a fifth of wine or liquor or beer with all the straw, and it's called a wine rack.
Where do you get that?
It's online. I'll post a link for it.
That's awesome.
So sweet.
That's amazing.
Add us up on the MySpace. Tell your friends. If anybody is interested in hearing the pub show, throw them the link to the page.
Give us
some
topics.
You guys want to sponsor us? Yeah, give us some topics. Is there something you guys want us to talk about? We'll talk. We got the phone hooked up.
We'll even say your name on the internet.
Yes, that's perfect. Give a shout out.
You've always wanted your name on the internet, haven't you?
if you haven't subscribed to MySpace yet, then you're missing out.
Oh, my God. Your name could be on the web. You could be famous.
Well, for now, we're going to cut out. But have a good week, and thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks.
Pub Show out.
Better if we slept together. I might like you better if we slept together. I might like you better if we slept together. But there's something in your eyes that says maybe. That's never, never.